This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The enormous music industry party, known as South by Southwest, has taken over Austin, Texas. Every year, thousands of musicians flock to the city for the festival. This year, one of them is Andre Williams. He's 72 years old, and he's toiled in the trenches of the music industry for half a century. NPR's Netta Ulaby caught up with Williams at a coffee house in downtown Austin.
Andre Williams stands out. Here, amid the strollers and slackers, he's resplendent in a cerulean three-piece suit, orange sunglasses, and a feathered fedora. Williams has never shied from the spotlight. He likes attention, and when he got started in the music business, he says he knew he wasn't a good singer.
I knew I was a good liar, because I always have lied all my life. So I just decided I'd just make up stories from situations that I had been in and situations that I had seen and talk them out. And it worked.
While I was down in Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat.
Williams' talk singing became his trademark.
He was always a very limited singer.
Ben Greenman is a music writer and editor with The New Yorker. He says Williams had a hand in writing almost 300 recorded songs, including some hits. But he says Williams is probably best known for his 1950s party tunes, spiked with double entendres.
One of the typical things he did was talk about sex in terms of, let's say, meats and juices. So there are a lot of those kinds of songs where he'll talk about chicken or pork. And clearly these are sex songs, but I suppose at the time they allowed people to deal with it and not be censored.
Andre Williams grew up in a Chicago housing project. His mother died when he was six. During the early days of R&B, Williams was a jack-of-all-trades, bandleader, producer, arranger, choreographer, and songwriter. He bounced between labels. He was hired and fired repeatedly at Motown. There, he co-wrote Stevie Wonder's first record and a snappy dance tune you may have heard. Shake a Tail Feather was a hit for a couple of groups, including Ike and Tina Turner. The late Ike Turner once estimated he spent about $11 million on cocaine in his life. He became a good friend of Andre Williams.
The Ike Turner scene was not a good scene for Andre Williams because everything was available. And I'm the kind of guy that I'll overdo it. So when I went down there with Ike, he just made everything available for me. And it just got me in trouble, period.
Williams kept writing songs for Parliament, Funkadelic, and others, but like lots of musicians, his compositions never made him rich, and his addictions made him homeless. He begged for change on a Chicago bridge for 2 years. But Williams cleaned up, and in the 1990s, he was rediscovered by young white rockers with whom he began to perform.
I've always had a quote-unquote white following. So I just decided to develop my stories and zero in on the kids because I don't have a quote-unquote black following. All of my following are foreign kids and Caucasians, which is great with me. You know, I don't have to play them ghetto joints.
A full-length documentary about Andre Williams screened at the South by Southwest Film Festival last week. It can be tough to watch. Williams is jailed for drug possession and evicted from his tiny apartment. Even when he's touring, he looks spent, and he drinks constantly. The film raises the question of whether Williams should still be on stage. Ben Greenman of The New Yorker says what's going on is complicated.
It seems like it's more a case of young musicians finding an old guy who sort of was a case of arrested development in that regard, or who's willing to be seen that way. You know, exploitation's a hard thing to determine because it's given him his career back. And it's given him a way to keep making music and to make a living from making music. And I suppose there might be an element of exploitation, but he's also using the audience in the same way.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
This you know, I gave you acid for your first time out in the country. Remember that?
Late last night, Andre Williams shambled into a crowd of friends and fans at a neon-washed Austin nightclub.
It bubbles my insides. It bubbles my heart to know that I got this kind of support.
He was here to perform with the country rock band, the Sadies.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now we have a very, very special treat for the Sadies especially. We'd like to call to the stage a very good friend of ours who it's been a while since we've been able to work together. So if you would, please give a warm continental welcome to our very good friend, the Godfather, Mr. Andre, Mr. Rhythm Williams. Here he is right now, folks.
Williams cut a record with the Sadies a few years back. Over the past two decades, Williams has recorded 10 albums, ranging from old-school R&B to so-called sleaze rock. Another one's coming out later this year.
Do you want to retire?
Do I want to retire? No, no, no. No, the answer to that is no. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing until my body tells me you can't do it no more, Andre. You know, and then I'll produce, take kids in the studio. I don't tend to step out of music. I intend to lay down out of music, dead. But other than that, I intend to participate in music as long as I live, because that's all I've ever done. That answer your question?
Oh, it certainly does.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News, Austin.
And you can watch clips from the documentary about Andre Williams' life and listen to more music at npr.org/music.